Hello and welcome in to Sight and Sound Technologies Podcast. This is episode number 2. My name is Stuart Lawler. Well, thank you for joining us for episode number 2. Hope you're going to stay with us for the next 27 or so minutes. What are we doing on this episode? Well, let's see. We're going to talk about a very special training event that we're running here at Sight and Sound to coincide with the launch of JAWS version 2019. And a quick reminder about Sight Village London. And if you're coming, remember, please drop over to our stand and say hello to us. Austin Ovilus will be talking to me about a new product that's just joined our portfolio called the Sunu Band. And I'll be introducing you to version 3.0 of the Braille Sense Polaris from HIMSS. That's all coming up. We're going to pack this into 27 minutes. Let's see how we get on, okay? Well, as I said a moment ago, you are very welcome into episode 2 of our podcast. Thank you for tuning in, for downloading us, and for telling your friends. I know I was talking to a couple of people in the last few weeks, and they were saying they were telling other people about this podcast, and we had some lovely feedback. So thank you if you got in touch. And a new way for you to do that, because we were still sort of setting up our contact systems last time we produced our very first podcast with Glenn Tookie, of course, and the ladies from Suddenly Sightless, Alex and Laura, who are absolutely fantastic. But you can now send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk if you want to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you with your comments and suggestions about our program. Or if you'd like to get involved, remember, as I said on the last episode, we're really interested to know about things that you're doing, or maybe something that is of interest to the wider disabled community. We'd love to talk about it. So podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. Please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, we're eagerly awaiting the release of JAWS 2019. This has been in public beta for about a time of recording, I think about certainly 4 weeks by now. And Freedom Scientific will be releasing this at the very end of October. If you have a current software maintenance agreement, then you'll be able to update to that free of charge. If your software maintenance agreement has just run out, or you don't have one, but you're really thinking you'd like to do this, then give us a shout in Northampton, call the sales team, and we'd be delighted to help you out. On the 1st of November, Thursday the 1st of November, we're doing a bit of a first for Sight and Sound. We're going to run an online training session at 7 p.m. on the 1st of November, and the session will take you through the key changes and enhancements in JAWS 2019. We're doing this on a platform called Zoom. Some people may be familiar with it already. Zoom Cloud Meetings, very responsive and accessible platform. It can be used on PC, Mac, iOS, or Android. And you can also dial in using a phone. Now, all the details are on our website, on the Sight and Sound blog, which you can find from the homepage. So go to sightandsound.co.uk. You'll get them there. And there's also a link there if you have any queries in relation to the Zoom application or anything you want clarification on prior to the event, please get in touch. It is free to attend. There's no charge. You don't have to be a current JAWS user. You may be attending to kind of see what's new in this version. I want to know more. Or you may be working with people who are using JAWS and you may want to, drop in to find out more. And even if you can't attend on the day, don't worry, because once it's over, we'll be making the training seminar available as a podcast on our Audio Boom page, so you can grab it. So put the date in your diary, 1st of November. It's a Thursday, 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing lots of people there. And some more dates for your diary on the 6th and 7th of November. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday. We're at Sight Village London in Kensington Town Hall. I'm really looking forward to meeting people at that event. I've gone to these events lots before, but I've never been at them, I guess, on the other side of a stand. So really looking forward to meeting people. Come to the Sight and Sound stand. Come and say hello to us. We'd be very excited to talk to you and show you all our products in London on the 6th and 7th of November. Well, we're excited here at Sight and Sound this month because we've a new product in our family, something that's very cool and exciting. Considering that wearable tech is big these days, we're delighted to introduce the Sunu Band, a wearable piece of technology that does all sorts of things to our product portfolio. And Austin Avalos from the Sunu Band manufacturers is with us today to tell us all about it. Austin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Stuart. I'm very excited to be on the podcast with you guys.
Great to have you. We're excited to launch this device. I've been playing with it for the last few days. We'll talk about the device in a minute. But first of all, let's hear a little bit about yourself and your company. How long have you guys been around?
Definitely. We're a company that's based in Guadalajara, Mexico. And we also have offices in Boston in the United States. We came up with an idea. Co-founders Marco Trujillo and Quadli Padilla came up with an idea of a device that could help blind and visually impaired individuals while volunteering at an all-girls school for the blind about 4 years ago. So, you know, you can say the idea has been out there floating in space for 4 years, and we really put it together about 2 years ago where we started, you know, building the team and collecting what we needed to manufacture and raising funds. And then we launched last November 27th. And so it's about 11 months now that we've been on the market, and we're very excited to work with Sight and Sound.
It's interesting, Austin, isn't it, that we talk about some of your team members were volunteering a couple of years ago and this idea was born. And sometimes when we're at a point in our lives or we're put in a certain situation, something happens which has a knock-on effect. And that might have never happened if you guys hadn't been volunteering.
You're right. And I was actually with another company when I met Marco and Quadli, and they had told me, we met at an event, and they had told me what they were working on, and I just fell in love, and I wanted to figure out how I could help. But it's cool when you start a project and you build something, and you really have in mind helping other people. And we think that there's a lot of companies in the space that not all the time have that as their first goal, and that's always been our first goal. So there's another founder, Fernando, who's legally blind. He's a serial entrepreneur. So that's been a big factor in the successful development is, you know, making sure that the product for the customers that we're producing this for are trying it, are working on it, are developing it themselves. And I think that's kind of what's led to the good fit and the good acceptance so far.
Okay. So let's talk a bit about what this product is and what it does, because it's very exciting. I think it's exciting now, but it's one of these things I suspect that's going to build and can be added to very quickly as well. Now, in its most basic form, at least I've been describing it to people in the last couple of days, it detects obstacles. So you wear this thing on your arm like a watch and it detects obstacles. I know it does a lot more than that. Maybe you'd like to give us an overview of what it does.
Sure. The Sunu Band is a smartwatch that's worn on the wrist. And it has a sonar sensor that aligns with your thumb. So as you wear the watch, naturally, if you have the palm of your hand facing the outside of your thigh, the sensor will point forward and it'll detect objects in front of you. The farther away they are, the less frequent it'll vibrate. And as you get closer to the objects, it vibrates more and more, kind of like a car park sensor. And it's something that, you know, just by moving your wrist, you can scan left to right or right to left, whatever you prefer, and see really what's around you and feel how close you are to those other objects and if you're getting closer or if you're moving farther away. So it's a really great mobility tool. But like you said, Stuart, it's something that we can build on, and it's something that will have more and more technology integrated in it as we go along and grow as a company. Right now, there's a couple things you can do besides just detecting obstacles. Obviously, you have the ability to tell time. It's a haptic watch, so it'll tell you time through vibrations. You can set an alarm. The watch is connectable to an iOS phone and an Android phone, and our apps are 100% accessible. They're very easy to use. With the voice service, you can just use them very easily. And So you can go into your phone, set an alarm, and then leave your phone at home, go out for a walk. 20 minutes, the alarm goes off, you know, okay, it's time to go back home. There's a built-in phone finder where you just press and hold down a button on the band and your phone will immediately start ringing and vibrating so you can easily find it. There's a built-in activity tracker, which we're looking to grow. Right now, it just has the simple function of telling you how many steps you've taken in a day. But we look forward to, in the next couple months, integrating different things where you can track, you know, where exactly you've been, how many miles you've been, how many minutes it took you to walk X amount of miles. So there's a lot of stuff we want to do and integrate, but there's a lot of stuff it has right now. I mean, it's completely customizable, so you can adjust the range and the sensitivity directly from your smartphone. It connects to your smartphone, like I said, just in about a second. It's really easy to use. There's built-in tutorial guides inside of the cell phone. And of course, it's integrated with GPS, and you can use it to find local restaurants and hospitals and banks. So we really think it's the best mobility tool out there right now. And it's just something that's going to grow. We try and focus on how can we update the software every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, to make sure we're bringing more and more value to the end user.
The app is, as you said, it's fully accessible. I can attest to that. I've been using it on iOS. I was really impressed with you mentioned the tutorials that are built right into the app. It was very easy for me to get going with this thing and read the few instructions, which are very well written. I was fascinated by how you guys have done the haptic time, because when someone said to me, you can tell the time with this thing, I wasn't that interested, to be honest. I wasn't very excited about it. I said, I don't think that's really going to work. It's very simple. It's such a simple thing that you came up with.
Yeah, you know, it's very simple. You just swipe on the touchpad. And another thing about the Cineband, it's simple to control, right? We talk about all these features and kind of, as someone external who hasn't tried the product, you sometimes say, well, obstacle detector, time, GPS, that's a lot of stuff. I'm not sure if it works, but the band is very simple. There's just three buttons. It's very easy to use. You know, you have two buttons on the side and a touchpad, and you can just swipe left on the touchpad for the hours, swipe right for the minutes, and then they'll vibrate you to them. And, you know, it's really easy to understand. There's a quick guide that teaches you how to read the vibrations. So I think you're right, and that's something that we've tried to focus on, is just making this as easy to use as possible.
Now, the device, you mentioned the fitness, the tracker for tracking your steps. And I think even just in its very basic form as a tracker, that's very useful. I think a lot of people are much more, we're all conscious now about our level of fitness, about our health, about getting out and about. So this is a great start, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great start. And I'll tell you what, I have my Cineband on every day. It's something that, you know, I love to wear to make sure that it's working correctly, to check the new things. And I need the fitness tracker, because sometimes you just kind of lose track of things.
Right.
And it's always nice to have, you know, that information just built into your watch, built into your hand. And like I said previously, there's a lot of stuff we want to add to that. There's a bunch of sensors internally in the band that we're not using right now that we included in the manufacturing, because we knew in the future we would be able to develop technology, something that we can do that we're not doing right now, but that we have planned on integrating, is we can even tell you what your heart rate is. We can measure your sleep pattern. So those are all applications that we'd like to integrate into the band in the future, that we know we have the capability of. So I think that's something that has to be focused on, is if you go out and you talk to Sight and Sound and you decide you want to get a Cineband, I always compare it to a car. You know, you buy a car, you drive it off the lot, and the second you drive it off, people always say, well, you lost 25% of the value.
Sure.
With the Cineband, it's like you buy the Cineband, and today it's one thing. You know, there's 10 applications, but 2 weeks from now, there'll be 11, and in a month from now, there'll be 12, and in a year from now, there'll be 18. So it's cool that you're buying a product that's going to continuously get better and better.
You've been future-proofing the hardware then, I suppose.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that we want to come out with in the future. So, you know, look for news and get your Cineband now, so you can make sure when those new things come out, you know, it's just right there in your hand. It's just a click away.
All right. What have people been saying about this? Because this is okay. This is new to us in the UK and over here in Ireland. But I it's been launched. It's been used since last November. What are you hearing from people who are using this thing?
You know what? It's incredible. And I'll tell you about a young man in North Carolina. The U.S. is famous for school shootings, unfortunately, and a young man lost his vision in a school shooting, and we were contacted by his mother that, you know, she saw our solution out there and she wanted one for her son. And we said, okay, you know, don't worry about it. She said, how much does it cost? And, you know, I heard her story and I said, you know, I could never charge you if, you know, that I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You know, I thought about my family and if something like that had happened to someone in my family. So we sent her out one, and in about a week's time, we got back a song that the boy had written and played on the guitar, just telling us about how the Sunu Band had helped him.
Wow.
How he feels he has his confidence back. And the mother told us that that was the first time he had picked up the guitar in 6 months since the accident. And it's just really inspiring, the stories we hear.
I hope you're not expecting me to write a song, by the way, after trying mine this week. But that sounds great. I suppose the other thing I was really impressed at, we mentioned the app a moment ago, was normally when you, and I've seen other devices, I suppose, that pair to your phone, you have to go through a pairing process usually within the Bluetooth settings. This thing pairs from within the app, and for me, it paired instantly.
Yeah, we tried to make sure that the pairing on average was less than like a half a second. So it's another one of those things where we just try to make it as easy to use as possible.
Okay, so the Sunu Band is available in the UK and Ireland. We're delighted to be stocking it. We're delighted to talk about it and show it to anyone who's interested. Austin, I've no doubt this thing is going to go from strength to strength. You've already told us a little bit about some of the additional things you'll be able to do in the future with the very same piece of hardware that people buy today, which is great. And you are releasing app updates pretty frequently.
Yeah, we try to release app updates every couple of weeks. That way, you know, you always have the newest technology and the new features. So it's something we're conscious about, is making sure we can give users an update every couple of weeks.
All right, Austin, it's a great product. Looking forward to seeing it mature, and I have no doubt go from strength to strength. Thanks very much for chatting to us today, and hope we get to check in with you again in the not too distant future.
No, thank you so much, Stuart, and thank you for your time. And I really appreciate it. And, you know, all the work that Sight and Sound is doing to help promote the band, we really appreciate it. And we know that that it's going to be something that helps a lot of people, and we're very excited to have it in the UK.
You are listening to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This is episode number 2. Thank you if you've stayed with us through number 1 and listened to it and you're back for more. We very much appreciate it, and I hope you're enjoying the program so far. And thank you very much to Austin who told us all about the Sunu Band. It's a great product. It's really exciting. I've enjoyed playing with this for the last couple of days. If you want to know more about it or get a demo or get pricing and all that kind of stuff, give us a call in Northampton on 01604 798 070. And if you're calling from outside of the United Kingdom, call us on 0044 160 4798070, and the sales team will be more than happy to give you all the details. Now, it's a time of new versions and new releases for certainly a very popular product for those of us who use Braille and who rely heavily on Braille. And I'm speaking, of course, about, well, certainly I think my note taker of choice at the moment, the wonderful Braille Sense Polaris from HIMS. I've really been impressed with how HIMS do Braille for a long time. So when we had the U2 device and the U2 Mini, I was using those and I really liked the way they work. And I think one of the things I really like about HIMS, and I've said this to lots of people, when you're showing somebody a Braille Sense device, for example, when you're showing them the word processor, and you show them how to use the menu system in the word processor. That has a very Windows-like look and feel, and it makes it much easier for people who are then transitioning to a Windows interface later on. And this is particularly relevant, I think, when you're dealing with school-going children. So I really like what HIMSS do, and they continue to impress us, and they have impressed us with the release of version 3.0 of the Polaris software. Now, I should stress this is for Polaris units only, and it's currently available for the 32-cell version of the Polaris, not for the Polaris Mini, although that is coming, we are told, imminently. So please don't try to install any of this stuff on your older U2 or U2 Mini models, because they will not work. I suppose there are a few things of note in relation to this update. I'm going to demonstrate two of them for you in a moment. The first one is the inclusion of some new Braille codes. Specifically for those of us in this part of the world, we're delighted to have Irish Braille support. So thank you, HIMSS, for doing that. And Hebrew Braille support is also now included. There is also a new graphing calculator, which will be of particular interest to people who are studying mathematics. It allows you to input mathematic expressions, and it will produce graphs in the background, which can be embossed, copied to a word processor document, saved, or printed. So definitely something worth looking at. The last feature is a notepad application, which has a very similar look and feel to the word processor. You may ask, therefore, why the notepad application exists. HIMSS are making a distinction and splitting the tasks and the ways in which documents are opened and navigated between the word processor and the notepad. The notepad will create Braille, will create BRF, text, RTF, and unformatted DOC or DOCX files. It can also open PDF and EPUB files for reading. The word processor will read and open formatted DOC and DOCX files, and can also be used for reading PowerPoint presentations. Now, it is suggested that you may find the notepad a little quicker to use if you're navigating large documents. So if you're reading, for example, an EPUB book and you want to do searches, it may be quicker to do that using the notepad. So let's show you a few of these new features, show you where things are on the Polaris. I'm going to press F1 and hope I get my file manager.
Set time and date. T.
I want to go right back to the beginning.
File manager.
There we go. F. So I'm now in my main menu at my file manager. So let's do space with .4.
Word processor. W.
Same as before.
Notepad. N.
Here's the notepad program. Let's press enter here.
Top of document.
So I have a blank screen. I can see my cursor here and I can start typing.
Hello, comma. This is a test for the new F notepad, period. Enter.
So I can read back.
Notepad. Hello, this is a test for the new notepad.
And so this has a very similar feel to what my word processor would have had before. So as you become used to these two applications, you'll be able to, make decisions on how you would use these two to manage different types of file formats. Let's exit this.
No name.txt save. Yes. No prompt. Notepad. N.
And I'm back in my main menu. Now I want to show you the inclusion of Irish and Hebrew Braille. You can access the Braille codes in two ways. You can press from anywhere on the Polaris, insert backspace and B to cycle through the available languages. I'm going to do it from within the settings menu because it may be a little quicker.
Set time and Android Polaris global options. Braille display. B on list item.
And let's go down to Braille code.
8-dot mode. View input grid. Braille code. C. UEB list item.
So let's cycle through these by hitting the space bar.
Spanish, French, German, Italian, UK, Denmark, Swedish, Polish, Portuguese, Brazilian, Dutch, Belgium, Irish.
There we go.
Hebrew.
And Hebrew. So Irish and Hebrew are at the end.
US, UEB.
Switch that back to UEB.
Saved options. Polaris Global Options.
Okay. So that's how you can switch to the new Irish or Hebrew Braille codes should you need them. The upgrade, the installation rather, of this new version 3.0 software is a little different to how people may have been used to doing these installations in the past. And that's because HIMSS are preparing the Polaris device for a more streamlined upgrade process in the future. In order to do that, they have to do a few things behind the scenes to make sure that it's ready for that process to happen. So you actually will run the upgrade routine twice in order to upgrade your device. The first time you do it, a small upgrade file is downloaded and the machine will be upgraded and will reboot. And you will then restore, you will then run the upgrade a second time. A larger file is downloaded. It will be a longer process and the upgrade will be installed. And over time, the machine will reboot. When it does reboot, you need to press space, enter, backspace, and the letter F for file to restore some of the default apps. This is explained in the release notes and the upgrade instructions, which are available from our tech support team. If you want to give them a shout, if you have any questions about installing this update, please contact us. We're happy to help and tell you all about it. It's an exciting upgrade, and we're looking forward to more potential from this wonderful machine. On the next episode of our podcast, by the way, I'm going to speak with Jenny Axler from HIMSS. And we'll be asking Jenny lots about the Polaris and some of the great things it can do and some of the plans for the future and the broader discussion maybe around HIMSS views and ideas and plans for Braille. So I do hope you're going to join us for that on the next episode of our podcast. And that's just about all we have time for on this episode of our podcast. Thanks to Austin from Sunuband to tell us all about that wonderful product. And of course, if you're going to upgrade your Polaris and you need a bit of help, give our tech support guys a call. They'll be happy to chat to you. Remember our JAWS event on Thursday, the 1st of November at 7 p.m. And if you're coming to Sight Village, London on the 6th and 7th of November, do make sure to say hello. We'll be back soon with another podcast. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound, take care and goodbye.